This month we have a Christmas devotion entitled, Why Did Jesus Come at Christmas? Parents may answer this question for their children while setting up their nativity scene. It's also the primary purpose of our Christmas Eve programs. A simple but wonderful answer to the questions is to say that He came to save us. We can elaborate on that in various ways depending on who's listening. A small child will need to be taught what the word save means. A pastoral conference, however, will be interested in something deeper, possibly an in-depth study of Hebrew or Greek texts. Scripture itself answers why did Jesus come into the world at Christmas in many ways, each with a different emphasis, a specific focus, or a nuance that gives us a special aha moment. Consider the following. Number one, from 1 Timothy 1:15, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. This answer is universal. Every honest, penitent sinner can identify with it. Jesus came into the world, Christmas, to rescue everyone from their sins. Yes, even the very worst of sinners. Number two, do not think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Matthew 5:17. Jesus came, Christmas, to fulfill for us what we were required to do but never could. More than that, He fulfilled every gospel-centered prophecy and promise. And then from Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. He delivered us from the curse we deserved. Notice that the apostles didn't merely say Christ experienced the curse instead of us. He said Christ actually became a curse. He was so immersed in that curse, He became the curse, personified. What an astonishing reason for Christ coming into the world. Christmas. Number four, from Hebrews 2:14 and 15. For as much then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, He Himself likewise shared in the same, that through death He might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil, and release them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. The infant in the manger was flesh and blood. Christmas. Even as we are. He came to die, that through His death He would destroy the devil, who, through deception, made death our reality. Jesus, however, undid what happened to us, making life our reality. Jesus Himself is the resurrection and the life, personified. Number five, 1 John 3:1. Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. How did God bestow His love on us? He gave His only begotten Son. Christmas. The Father's love was laser focused on making us His own children. Jesus made it happen. Number six, 1 John 4:17. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. The expression has been perfected means has been brought to its goal. Judgment Day is a very unsettling, terrifying day for sinners. The ultimate goal of Jesus coming into the world, Christmas, was being able to welcome us on the last day into the kingdom prepared for us from the foundation of the world. Embrace as your very own, therefore, what the angel said, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy." Ready for more good tidings? Jesus promised he's coming again. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Revelation 22:20. This article was written by Delwyn Moss, pastor of Gift of God Lutheran Church in Mapleton, North Dakota, and St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Ponsford, Minnesota.